Hey everyone, welcome back to the Garden State of Hockey podcast. We're back after a back-to-back series against the Pittsburgh Penguins. One game at home and one on the road, or were they both on the road just wearing reverse retros?
Well, whenever you wear the reverse retros, it might as well be a bad time.
A bad time in which way? In the bad time that they've had on the road, or in the fact that their special teams don't help them win?
I would say both. Because that's exactly what happened on Saturday.
And with that, thank you for joining us. I'm Dan Rozelle and joined by John Fisher. And of course, we're talking about the result that the Devils got on Saturday against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And on Sunday, they were on the other end of a similarly hard-fought game, but the result went their way. So we're recording after that overtime triumph. And let's talk about the Saturday game first, because we come out of Thursday feeling pretty good. The Devils played well at home, and then they're wearing the retros, and Blackwood is still not ready to go for this game. And honestly, Wedgwood did all he could.
Yep. You can't fault Wedgwood. You really can't fault the goaltenders for this season. Like, there haven't been too many games where you would go, you know, goaltending let the team down. Mm-hmm. Like, that just hasn't happened, which that's what you hope for when Blackwood is in net, and what you're hoping for and praying for and wishing for when Wedgwood or Dell or someone else is in the net. No, Wedgwood played as well as he could in Saturday's game, which was a far tighter and far less offensive game compared to Thursday night. Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday afternoon, it started pretty positively for the Devils, and especially for Kyle Palmieri, who had been searching for a goal for a few games now, and he managed to get one on the rebound to put the Devils up 1-0 pretty early into the game.
Yeah, it was a very good rush led by Jesper Bratt, with Sami Vatanen activating. Bratt throws it across the Vatanen. Casey DeSmith, who was in net for Pittsburgh, slid across to make the save. The puck just kind of dropped to the center, and Palmieri just powered it in. So, you know, welcome to your first goal in a long, long time that legitimately came off your stick, Mr. Palmieri. Mm-hmm. And the Devils were up 1-0, but it wasn't a very good first period, as the Devils were outshot 9-4. That Palmieri shot and the Vatanen shot that preceded it was literally 50% of the actual work that the Smith had to do that period.
And I know we've been saying the penalty kill has been better as of recent weeks, but, you know, it's only so long that it can bend and not break, as they kept taking penalties in the second period. And eventually they gave up a power play goal. So I'm not going to, you know, spend too long on this just because the penalty kill has been just leaps and bounds better than it was at the start of the season. But it's still a bummer to give one up. And I think the Penguins tied the game on that one and took the lead.
They took the lead. Mm-hmm. So let's take a step back first. So in the second period, kind of a broken play ends up with Zach Aston-Reese and Sam Lafferty in a 2-on-2 with the Devils. And the puck just kind of gets lost in Lafferty's skates. Aston-Reese is right behind him, so he just kind of fires a disguised shot past Wedgwood, and it's 1-1. Then Mr. Miles Wood decided the best thing to do after giving up a goal is to interfere with Chris Letang in front of the referee. This is sarcasm, Dan. Mm-hmm. It was not a good idea.
Yeah, he wasn't happy about the call either.
Well, he shouldn't have piled the guy down into a heap, you know.
Probably not.
Without the puck nearby. Yeah, I mean, that's literally the definition of interference. He committed it. And then about a minute or so into that, the Crosby line, as I'm going to call it, because, yes, it was a power play, but basically the Crosby line pretty much kicked the Devils all over the place in this game. And the Crosby line is specifically Sidney Crosby with Brian Rust and Jake Guentzel on the wings. And during the penalty kill, Crosby and Subban get tied up in a puck battle. The puck gets into Damon Severson's skates. Mm-hmm. Guentzel and Russ kind of fish it out. The puck goes up to Guentzel, who beats Zacha to the puck along the sideboards, drops it back to Rust, who makes Damon Severson look like a scrub as Severson dives after Rust, cutting to the net, almost like, you know, the old canard of a, you know, of someone trying to chase after somebody to ask him out, and, you know, they fall and somebody splashes water all over them. Kind of like that. Sure. This metaphor went weird. Just deal with it, everybody. But the fact of the matter is, Russ just powered to the net, went back in, beat Wedgwood. It was a powerful looking goal. There was a lot of criticism on Subban for the play, which is weird to me because Severson and Zacha were the guys who lost the puck battle real badly. Nevertheless, that was just not good. And when it goes up 2-1, and the Devils decide to respond with a very bad power play of their own and not much else.
Yeah, and the Devils had four power plays in the game, and this is what we're going to point to as the big reason that they weren't able to get a result out of this. It was 2-1 for a majority of the third period, but you know, power play opportunity after power play opportunity, they were able to put
two straight ones.
One shot on goal in four opportunities in the game, and that just will not cut it. That hasn't cut it all year. That'll continue to not cut it in this game. And as such, they couldn't find the equalizer, and eventually Pittsburgh found an insurance goal.
Yeah, and a very fortunate insurance goal. Basically, Sidney Crosby kept the puck in off a clearing attempt, just kind of launched the puck somewhere towards the net. Jake Guentzel just throws his stick up, gets a tip on it, and it eludes Wedgwood, kind of like lunging for the puck in the midair.
It looked a bit like the Zajac goal from Thursday, just from the opposite side.
A little bit,
side.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It was very similar to that. And, you know, as you said, it was an insurance goal. Yeah, but the Devils' power play, it wasn't just that they only had one shot on it. They only had four shooting attempts.
Yeah.
And yet again, this power play just kept going back to drop passes, which they aren't really the problem. The problem is the minute they cross the blue line, they lose the puck, whether Nikita Gusev throws the puck onto a Penguin stick, or Nikita Gusev dumps the puck into a corner where no one but a Penguin is going to get it, or Nikita Gusev misses on a reverse attempt.
Do you have something to say, John?
You know, Dan.
You know, you have something you want to say? Something you want to get off your chest?
That leads me to another beef I have about this particular game in question. Nikita Gusev and Andreas Johansson got a lot of power play time in this game that they otherwise did not deserve. Mm. In the run of play, Gusev actually looks like he has some of the better numbers, except when you look a little closer, you know, when he was on the ice, the Devils out-attempted the Penguins 8-4. That's normally a good thing that you want to see with an offensive player like Gusev. The problem is that the Devils were outshot 2-4.
Yeah, that's...
And Gusev amazingly cut to the net really well twice in this game. Twice! And managed to put the puck at least 5 feet wide upon doing the hard thing of cutting to the net.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, Goose, what is wrong with you? And more, just as importantly, Lindy Ruff and Mark Recchi, why did you keep throwing this man onto the ice in these offensive situations? I mean, yeah, Sharon Govich and Kwakkenen didn't have super great games. Again, the Crosby line pretty much kicked them, you know, kicked their faces in. But those guys have been a lot more successful much more recently on offense than Nikita Gusev has been all season.
And when you're playing against Sidney Crosby, one line is just going to have to endure that for a game or two. Like, that's just what it means to have your line matched up against him. So you can't really blame them because they still looked better producing than Gusev. I just can't understand, but, you know, Dano called them snake bitten. I don't know if it's just that, but clearly something's up.
No. Yeah. It's the classic case of you got to... size 10 foot trying to jam it into a size 7 shoe. Mm-hmm. It's literally not a fit, Dan.
Yeah.
And case in point, Gusev did not play on Sunday, and Johansson was relegated to the fourth line again.
And in their place, McLeod came back into the lineup, and so did Merkley.
Merkley returned actually for
Saturday.
Saturday, because McLeod was scratched, and then Merkley replaced him. But they decided to keep Merkley, because Merkley did play an okay game on Saturday. I guess to use a Dano phrase, you know, he was the only guy playing with some heart out there. And to a degree, he was. You know, outside of Hughes, Merkley, Smith and Severson, the Devils, and maybe Maltsev for a hot minute, like the Devils just were struggling to get a lot going against Casey DeSmith, who otherwise played a really good game. But Sunday's game returned McLeod to the lineup, and more importantly, returned Mackenzie Blackwood to the net. And that was important because Mackenzie Blackwood did not have a nice, easy Sunday afternoon return.
Well, so this game starts off with a really aggressive push by the Devils. The first 4 to 5 minutes, they were all over the Penguins. They were, you know, Sharon Govich hits a post on the first shot of the game, and he almost gets an opportunity to follow that up from the slot later on in the same shift. And of course, when the Devils didn't capitalize there, you have to figure something's going to go wrong, because Sidney Crosby receives a cross-ice pass that looked really, really nice, and manages to get a off-Blackwood, off-the-post, off-Blackwood deflection goal.
Yeah, that's the sort of shot where, you know, I hate to say it this way because, you know, it sounds defeatist, but it's like, it's Sidney Crosby. You know, it's like when Alexander Ovechkin sometimes scores a goal, you're just like, look, it's Ovechkin. Just accept it, okay? Yeah. And it was a really good counterattack. It was, again, the Crosby line of Guentzel, Rust, and Crosby, of course. They did a very good job forcing Subban to go out wide. And Crosby, I don't know how he's able to do this after being in the league so long, but other teams just continue to miss this man. Like Kulikov and Maltsev were both completely unaware of 87 coming down the left side. And to be fair, Guentzel had to make a perfect pass across the entire length of the rink to get it over there. And Crosby had to fire it into a tiny, tiny hole because Blackwood did his best to stop that. And it's one of those goals where you just go, you know, it sucks, but what are you going to do? The guy took a better shot.
Yeah, it was a really good play. It's just disappointing that the game flow, it was completely against the game flow. The Devils were absolutely dominating the first 5 minutes, and then that goal was scored and the game flipped on its head. Blackwood really had to be important the latter half of that first period to avoid a bigger hole for the Devils. And, you know, that came back in spades in the second period as the Devils managed to tie it up pretty early in that period.
That's right. And it comes from, yet again, young Sammy Vatanen. Mm-hmm. Finishing an amazing shift by the Zajac line. Poor Sharon Govich did not get a point on this goal, which is sad because he was the star of that shift. Like that shift, he had four shooting attempts, Dan, and he whiffed on a one-timer that could have been a fifth. Like some guys don't go a whole game with five shooting attempts, Dan. He had one within 90 seconds.
He had a pretty good game overall.
He did. And Kwakkonen also had two shots on net in that shift. And that Zajac line just kept working. To be fair, Tristan Jarry had a very good game today, just like Blackwood did. Mm-hmm. Both of these goaltenders were fantastic. But Zajac works it out to Kwakkonen. Kwakkonen works it back to Vatanen. Vatanen figures, I'm going to have a go. And he hits a rising shot through traffic that eludes Jarry's glove. And it's 1-1. And, you know, it was also a good reward to see after the Devils had their first decent-looking power play within the last 2-3 games. The power play was much better today than it was on Saturday.
Yeah, and don't worry, they still didn't score, but
no, they didn't score. Better. But they actually had offense. They had shots on net, Dan. Shots, plural.
Baby steps.
Mm-hmm. And the Devils also did a very good job on special teams. They kept Pittsburgh off the board with two back-to-back penalties. Both of them interference calls, which were like, come on, Subban, come on, Kulikov. Be a little better than that, but the Devils did a very professional job killing that. I thought Jared McCann should have scored on the second one. He had a wide open top of the net and decided, I'm going to launch this puck 30 feet in the air instead. So thank you, Jared. And the Devils had another power play in the second. But for the most part, the Devils had a good second period and came very, very close to going up ahead 2-1 in that period when Zacha had a shorthanded shot just hammer the post with authority.
Yep. They hit
feed from clock behind the net. It was fantastic.
They hit three posts in this game. Again, they had 20 high quality scoring chances, or nearly 20 high quality scoring chances in general. This is something that we've been saying all year. I mean, it's lack of finishing ability is a big reason why this game was even as close as it was. But you know, it applies that way on both ends. Blackwood had a great game.
Absolutely. Like when I said earlier, like this guy did not have an easy return to the lineup. Like in total, this man faced 35 shots on net, faced 27 scoring chances, 11 high danger chances in all situations. He got run into twice,
yep.
Once by Michael Matheson and once by Brian Rust, two guys who are definitely not small dudes. He's splitting his legs like it's like he's Archer Zerbe. That's an old wow. reference. Don't worry nice. About that one, Dan.
You don't think I know who Archer Zerbe is?
Of course. I should not have assumed that you Hurricanes do not know legend. About the Latvian legend, the man who clearly took care of his own equipment because he definitely, that's actually not a joke. He did take care of his own equipment. That's why it looked so ugly and he never replaced it. Splitting the legs even up until near the end of the game when he robbed Letang with a sick glove save in the third period. Both goaltenders were fantastic. So, I mean, I think both teams can feel a little bad that their finishing wasn't where they would like it to be. But I think both teams should be pretty happy with how well they played in general. I would say the Penguins played better in the third period. But the Devils more than respected the opponent, so to speak. Like, it wasn't as bad as the third period on Saturday where you're down 2-1 and then you get three shots on net and 5-on-5. Mm. Like, come on, man. You're literally down a goal.
Yeah, that
get some shots.
This was one of those spirited 1-1 games where you're just like, it's really nerve-wracking knowing who's going to score the next goal because you know they're hard to come by, but not for lack of opportunity. So you're just kind of on edge every second you possibly can be. And that leads to, of course, one of the best scenarios in hockey where you're on edge the entire time, no matter what's happening, 3-on-3 overtime. And
Of course.
Jesper Bratt made it happen.
This went back and forth a little bit. Like the Devils win the opening faceoff, then they lose the puck, and then Sharangovich gets the first shot, going one on one with Jake Guentzel. Earlier, Jesper Bratt had a breakaway where he just kind of lost the handle. Letang may have gotten his stick a little bit in a clean manner. Matheson piles into Blackwood after a shot on net. But yeah, Zacha, Smith, and Bratt did the more traditional thing that you see in 3-on-3 hockey in the NHL, which is we're going to hold on to this puck. We're going to get out of the zone if we don't see anything we like, and we're going to try again. We're going to cycle until we find something. And big credit to Zacha. He goes into the middle of the three Penguins, I believe one of which is Crosby, which is always danger-inducing in overtime. The last thing you want to do is lose a puck to Sidney Crosby with that much open ice. But Zacha manages to not only maintain the puck, but get it across to his left to Bratt. Bratt notices that everybody is committed to the left, to his side. So he's going to just dart around the post and beat Michael Matheson and Tristan Jarry to the other post for a picture-perfect wraparound goal to win the game.
Yeah, that's the wraparound that Palmieri has attempted maybe 50 times since the start of the season that hasn't worked. And Bratt just makes it work and makes it look clean. And the Devils take the overtime result, getting 2 wins in 3 games against the Penguins, which is a pretty big accomplishment considering the Penguins' positioning. And again, they do have some major injuries that they are contending with, but so does everyone else.
Yes.
So still. Enjoy this game, enjoy these results, and let's hope the Devils can keep it up against their opponents this upcoming week, which will be.
Well, they will be playing the second-rate rivals in Philadelphia on the 23rd on Tuesday night. I believe this game was originally scheduled right before Valentine's Day. So I guess make the 23rd Valentine's Day again. I don't know. And then we'll be covering the 25th on the next episode, where the Devils will go to Washington, D.C., and hope for a better result in D.C., because the Devils have not won in D.C. this season. Although they came close, they came back from a 4-1 game to force overtime. So maybe, just maybe, they'll get a better result on Thursday. And if they don't, they'll get another chance on Friday, the 26th, because they're playing back to back against the Capitals. So
Oh boy.
it's a tough week. It's a tough, tough week. It's not just all road games. It's 4 games in 6 nights against Pittsburgh, Philly, and Washington twice. Oh, by the way, you get Boston right after that.
It's the first non Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday schedule in about a month and a half, so it's a shock to the system, I know.
Absolutely. It's everyone's going to be thrown off by going, wait a minute, the Devils are playing on Friday? And the answer is yes. Will it go well?
The answer?
Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, that's we got to approach this with optimism because what else do we have left in this season?
Well, I will say this about today's win, and the reason why I'm happy they got the win, because this was one of those games, Dan, where if, let's say the Devils lost in overtime, or Letang scored late on that awesome shot that Blackwood robbed him on. I would say that the Devils played a really good game, and I would like to see more of that. But if you lose that game, you're less likely to do that, because if you lose, obviously you're going to be thinking more about, oh, we should have done this, we should have done that, let's change this, let's change that. So I'm happy that they won, because I think they really should just take this approach for the rest of the season. Just go as aggressive as you can, use your speed as much as possible. Okay, there's going to be some nights where it doesn't work, you get counterattacked to death, and you lose the game by 3 goals. Fine, but go out there with a fight. Don't repeat what we saw on Saturday, where you're so tentative and you're so bad on the puck that you can't get much going. What made everything work today was the fact that the Devils were able to make good passes going forward. They were able to win pucks on offense for second and third chance opportunities. They were able to have good keep-ins, and if they gave up a shot, they worked really hard to make sure Pittsburgh would not stay in the zone, or if they did, they weren't going to get the choicest of opportunities like they did on Saturday. So the fact that they won makes me more confident that they'll try to say, hey, this is how we should be playing, because I think if they play more like this, even if the results aren't there, the games will be much better to watch. I think it'll better fit the younger players on the team that are trying to earn that next contract, earn that big second deal. And who knows? I think against a team like Philadelphia that seemingly can't stop giving up goals to save its life, Maybe you win some of those extra games that maybe other what methods would have led to losses.
You know what else would help? Scoring some power play goals.
Yes, but as we said, baby steps.
Baby steps. So with that baby in steps. Mind, we approach next week with optimism in our hearts. The Devils taking 3 wins in 4 games this week. A very positive result any way you slice it. And we'll see if they can continue to match that result as we join you at the end of the next work week. As always, thank you again for listening. You are the people who matter. Let's get more results that matter, and let's go Devils.
Go Devils.